Blog Talk Radio.
Show with Vince here on BTR, and want to thank Snets? I wasn't sure if I'm supposed to pronounce the dollar signs on both sides of your name. It's either Nettie's or Snetties. So many different ways you could go with that. I'm going to go with Snetties. Well, anyways, it's good to have Snetties here. Wow, where are we? It's 5:30 in the early evening here in beautiful California. We're in Northern California. In the Bay, the land of the Bay, if you know what I'm talking about. And that track we just heard there was by Street Sweeper Social Club Mega Blast, which is sort of my default de facto theme music for now. It's one of my favorite tracks right now by O Simmons owned Boots Riley of The Coup, and Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine, fame, I should say, or shame, depending on which your take on it, but I think I'll go with fame. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Give us a ring-a-ding. That number once again, 347-826-7667. And, Street Sweeper Social Club has been in pretty heavy rotation here on Mega Show. The record just came out. And I'm going to go into another track here. This is the first single off the record. This is 100 Little Curses here on Mega Show. Jump into the chat with us. And Sneddies and I are going to be chatting it up here, taking your calls, taking your requests. We can talk about anything you want. I'm probably going to dip into some news. Once again, I'm not a radio disc jockey. I don't just like spin records. If I wanted to do that, I would just put my iPod on shuffle. I'm here to take your calls at 347-826-7667. I will get into some news in a bit. There's a few stories out there that caught my eye, and maybe I'll share my take on those things. So stick around. Give us a call, 650. No, not in 650. I'm calling from the 650, the Bay Area. But call from wherever you're at and use this number, 347-826-7667. You're listening to Mega Show with Vince in the Bay on BTR.
out of your chair. All my real damn people, we got love for you here. Except for that motherfucker right there. Get on.
We're back. Blog Talk Radio, Mega Show, and Street Sweeper Social Club. This is Vince here, taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Ladies, fellas, don't be shy. Give us a little ring-a-ding. The number is 347-826-7667. Or join us in the chat room. Where's the chat room at? You basically just want to go to my page in the chat room. You want to go to blogtalkradio.com/VTOCCE and then play and chat, because that's what we're here for, kids. We're here to play and chat. Speaking of playing around, so my new favorite website to get my breaking news and information is this Swedish site, and I'm following them on Twitter, and they're pretty, it's kind of bizarre. When I first started following these guys, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was like a sick and twisted version of like The Onion, but like the Swedish version, but it's in English. Okay, if you want to follow them on Twitter, it's The Local Sweden. It's this news site called The Local, but it's a Swedish newspaper, Swedish online news in English. And you can find them online at thelocal.se. And, of course, their big headline is that there's a Swedish company that took over Pirate Bay. I don't even use Pirate Bay. I don't even know what the hell Pirate Bay is. But it must be evil because it's named Pirate. So I don't know what that's all about. We can talk about that if you want to call in, if you have something to say about this Swedish IT company purchasing Pirate Bay. What does that mean? I'll tell you what, folks. It means that there's something weird's going to be happening with Pirate Bay, just because if The Local is reporting on it, it's going to be bizarre, twisted behavior. Like they have headlines like this: Swedish clinic sterilizes wrong patient. And that's like a tame one. What else is on here? It's actually better. I'm looking at the actual website, and they have a lot of pictures and stuff. It's actually better to just look at their Twitter feeds. But we want to remind you, while we're digging through The Local here, to give us a call here on Mega Show. You can reach us at 347-826-7667, taking your calls. We have a hand up in the 214. 214, you're on the line on Mega Show.
Hey, it's me, Annette. What's up?
Nothing much.
Whatever. Just kidding.
Nothing's
I'm not an uppers.
I'm certainly not an uppers. I'm just like, as Easy Rider would say, I'm chillaxing.
Oh, yeah. I wonder where he is. He would be great for this show.
He comes in every once in a while. Well, actually, we have the 773 who's hanging out in the lobby. I don't know. They might press 1 and join us in the queue. Oh, there we go. We have a hand going to the 773. You're on Mega Show.
Hey, Vince, what's good? It's Ari Jones.
Ari Jones.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. It's the Ari Jones takeover.
Oh, you already know. What's good, everybody, good. On the Mega Show with Vince? Hey.
That's right.
Hey. Hey, girl. How you doing, girl? How you doing?
Wait, so Nettie, wait, is it Annette? Because I was calling
it's
you Snetty.
It's really. It's Annette, really. But I just.
Can I call you Snetties, though?
Snetty? Yeah.
Yeah, because if you look at your screen name, you got the dollar signs on both sides of Net.
Name.
It looks like it's Snetties.
Oh, that's so cute. Like Smurfs.
I'll just call you Snets. I'm just
going
to call you Sna. I'm just going to call you Sna. Sna.
Sna. Oh,
that's how we do in California. We shorten everything.
Oh,
oh wow!
You would just
we're in Texas.
Here in the city you'd probably be Sna. In like West Oakland it'd be.
It'd be what?
S.
How was like, did I miss something?
That's how cool those cats are over there. They shorten it to the point where it's just like.
Nothing.
Yeah, it's just the sound.
The S.
Yeah,
yes, it
it's just the accent on the first pronounceable letter.
Oh, it's cool. Whatever you want to call me, I really don't care as long as I know you're talking to me. So who is that? Are you the guest or are you somebody I know? Because I don't usually be on at night and I don't know people at night. Who is who? Ari Jones?
Ari
yeah.
Jones, yeah.
Ari Jones is Ari Jones. I have a Blog Talk Radio show tonight.
Isn't yeah.
It? Okay.
I heard Ari Jones before I heard my show. Like I just found out about Blog Talk Radio like a week ago.
Yeah, I haven't been on very long either. I actually learned from a friend. I don't have a show because I'm at work all the time.
You don't need a show though. I haven't had a show in a couple of days, and I could have kept going. The only reason why I put on a show is because there's no shows on at
night. Nobody else on. I know.
Yeah,
damn.
I don't want to talk about religion or conservative politics or Michael Jackson or any of that bullshit.
You know what I'm going to talk about? I'm going to talk about this damn good Wendy's that I just went and bought.
Oh, yeah?
I know
what'd
I'm
you
eating
get?
A banquet dinner.
This damn good. Matter of fact, I'm about to twit pick this right now.
Uh-oh. Careful, everybody out there on Twitter. Watch out. Here it comes.
You damn right it's coming. Too bad I'm on my cell phone, but I don't care. The whole world can kiss my ass.
Simultaneously.
Yes. Every square inch.
And
at
the same time put rest their drink somewhere.
Yeah. I didn't put my cheese on my sandwich. Can you believe this foolery?
Oh, that's the worst thing. Can't forget the cheese.
I am upset this very instant.
I bet you are.
Uh-oh.
I can't believe this. I had to call in and support you, Vince, man, you know?
Notice
how myself and all of my foolery on Real Talk with Art Jones. You want some real talk?
Oh yeah,
huh.
I love it. I'll definitely catch you. You're not.
My
you're,
show is at 11. It's at
11.
Right.
11
Central.
East Central. Okay.
Yeah.
And Central is that would be like.
I'm Central.
9.
Yeah.
My time 9 on the West Coast.
Yeah, it's 9 on the West Coast.
All right, cool. When I'm done here, I'll.
So what?
I'll
what
clean up a little. After I'm done here, I'll clean up a little bit, and then I'll head over to your show.
That'll do. That will do, sir.
Oh, I see. I'm looking at your picture now.
Who?
Yeah, you want to know what my show is about?
Yeah,
yeah,
please. What's the topic tonight?
You know what? My topic tonight, I don't even know yet. I never know.
You know what? What I love about your show is it doesn't matter because once you get on, you're going to figure out what you're most pissed off about and let us all know about
it. Yeah, I am. And I'm pissed off that, you know, I'm not even going to tell you what I'm pissed off about.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
because
you don't want
to
get
I'm
the scoop out
wait.
On the show. I understand. If you want to do a quick teaser at the end, if you want to call back in at the end or stay to the end, just like, you know, let's like set us up and then we'll tune in to find out what really happens.
Yeah.
No,
feel free
I
to
am
do
too. Like
that's the thing is, I don't care if you guys want to promote your shows or like hype up your shows. Feel free to do show. That's why I call it mega show. It's like a megaphone. It's my megaphone. But if you call in and you want to use it, go for it. And I'll just lay back here in the cut.
Because I am pissed off today, and I'm gonna let all my listeners know at 11 o'clock tonight. But I'm gonna call back on your show and give you all a teaser of my rant, which I'm.
Yeah, you must come back and tease me.
I will. I'll be playing with your twit, baby.
Play with twit my twat, please, or twat my
I
twit.
Will. I will
and
be
tweet
playing.
It while you're at it. So I'm willing to play any music except Michael Jackson.
Yes.
No disrespect, but I had my tribute show. It was like 2 hours on the night that he died. And we're moving on. And
no, I haven't.
I want to know
what
the ladies. I want to know what kind of musical selections you might have right now. See if I can't find it here in my crate.
I don't know what I want to listen to.
What kind of new artists out there right now? Like, what kind of new artists right out there are really getting you excited about music?
New Boys, You're a Jerk.
Who?
That's
my song, You're a Jerk.
Yeah, You're a Jerk.
You're a jerk?
You're a jerk. Yeah.
You think you're a jerk?
All right, let me look this up here. You're a jerk. Can you type it into the chat? And that way I can just like paste it into whatever
know.
And find it.
Yeah.
What kind of music is that? What's that? What's just like
it's from
top
the bay.
40 pop? Oh,
yes.
It's from the
hip
bay.
Yeah.
You a jerk by who?
You're a jerk by the New Boys.
New Boys. I never even heard of the New Boys.
They just kind
of. Like
wait, Ari Jones. Where are you calling from again? I forgot.
Chicago.
Oh no, she's in the nation's real capital.
Yeah.
Just like it just moved a little bit north from Texas up to Illinois. Home of the Daily Machine.
Mm-hmm. You already know I'm about to eat my food.
If you do your civic duty.
Yep. Nope.
You would vote at least twice.
Oh wow. Not the Daily.
Oh, of course not. No, no. Mayor Daly wouldn't know anything about that. Not the new one or the old one. Certainly not the old one. The old one wouldn't know anything about that.
I agree. I'm about to eat my food, guys. I'm going to be calling back.
I'm going to find your track here. While I'm looking for it, I'm going to play something else. And we look forward to hearing more from, I'd like to call her AJ.
Yes.
If that's okay.
That is perfect.
Yeah, and I'm probably going to hang up because I got to do something too. But I'm going to be listening.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to be listening.
You hang in there. I'm going to go into this track here, and then I'm going to try to find New Boys and see what they're all about. And then we'll take more calls at 347-826-7667. It's Mega Show.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Ciao, ladies.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my
Patsy Cline, Crazy. Just want to say hey and thank you again to AJ and Sneddies for calling in and tuning in. We are certainly looking forward to more excitement on the air tonight here on VTR. That's right, folks. The trolling has only begun here on VTR. We're just getting you set up here. This is the pre-party. This is BTR hasn't even started up yet. This is like sound check, essentially. We got all the players come in early, sound check here on Megaphone. Just check, you know, just kind of like scope shit out, feel out the room, feel out BTR for the night. Just get in the groove, get warmed up, and then you know, go away and come back and bang. Into the madness that is BTR. All right, so I did some did a little work here and found the new boys. Is it the new boys or is it new boys? I don't know, but it's N-E-W-V-O-Y-Z. And I found the track. And do a little flippity do and skippity do, and a little how do you do, and we should be able to upload it here in just a second. I can just get my producer. I don't even know my producer's name.
Hey, what's your name, dude?
All right, he's like ignoring me. The unnamed producer. I don't know. I'll get his name. All right, new boys. Better than the old boys. No relation to the old boys, I don't think. Definitely the new version. And here we go. We just do a little flippity-do here, and we check the box there. And we say, there we go, submit. And we're loading here. Feel free to give us a call. The number here on Mega Show is 347-826-7667. Taking your calls on anything and everything. If you got a show to promote, you're going to be on later, stop by, say hi, tell us what's going on, tell us what your show is going to be about, and then we'll catch up with you over there. Yeah, I don't want to get into any more news here right now. I really want to encourage you guys to call in. I don't want to have to come down to me just simply going to my Twitter and reading what people are tweeting. I really don't want it to come down to that. I can go into a few quick more headlines from the local, Sweden's News and English online resource. Now, if you were to just follow this newspaper as your own news source, you wouldn't care about what's going on in Iran or Honduras. You'd be like, we got to go fucking liberate those goddamn Swedes. No, they're Swedes. Yeah, there's some crazy shit. Like this Swedish clinic sterilizes the wrong patient. A medical clinic in Västerås in central Sweden has reported that a patient was inadvertently sterilized. Oopsie daisy. Oopsie, this is a wrong vena. I don't know, is that a Swedish accent? I have no idea. U.S. Embassy expands A-list of Swedish clean tech firms. Three Swedish companies have been added to the U.S. Embassy's expanded A-list, quote-unquote A-list, of Swedish clean tech firms, whatever that means. Oh, hey, the U.S. Embassy has an A-list, so it must be okay. Oh, and this isn't even the hardcore stuff. Like, if you go... God, there's some, like, the first time I found out about this, I was just like, I can't believe this shit. Liberals call for low-wage apprenticeships. Liberal Party leader, blah-bitty-blah. Increased support of government among businesses. Where's the fucking... Pit bull attack sends Ford to hospital. Swedish IT company buys Pirate Bay. I don't know. I mean, it goes on and on. I can't find the really crazy ones. There's some in there. If you like... Anyways, the number here is... The point being, ladies, get on the phone right now. Give me a call. I know your man is away right now. It's fine. It's innocent. We're just talking. No one's going to do anything that, you know, what happens on BTR stays on BTR. It's all good. Just give us a call here at 347-826-7667. And we're going to hopefully go into some music here via request in the chat room, which I'm going to jump back into the chat. I'm sorry if somebody's chatting in there. Oh, there's nobody chatting. Nobody's even in there. Okay, I didn't miss anything. Finally fulfilling a request here for new boys. Where did the new... Oh, did it not load? Come on. Give me a break. I bet it's got... I noticed that some songs, when you load up on here, it won't load it because it's like copywritten or something, or they have some pirate lock thing on it. I think that's what happened here. Shit, I'm having some technical difficulties. We're going to go into some music here. Please stand by. We'll be right back here on Mega Show with Vince. Give us a call at 347-826-7667. Once again, that number, 347-826-7667. Mega Show here on BTR.
1, 2, 3, oh! Heavy rhythm. We'll be right back.
Together sometimes.
I know.
You need my help. Yes.
I know.
I give you everything you need.
I know.
I need your help. Yes.
I know.
You did turn, you did twist, you look left and right, you know, give me anything.
I know.
Now you want to be my friend. Your car,
I know.
I get my car,
I know.
Me and you, we never rode together.
I know.
You did go, I did come.
I know.
Me and you, we jump together.
I know.
You say you wrong.
I know.
You say I right. Yes.
I know.
You say you set my car for me the second day. You run away from me.
I know.
I don't see you again.
I know.
Now you want to run away again. Ino bossy.
Oh,
I say, Ino bossy.
Oh,
man, not to do the things the way you do.
Oh,
Ino bossy. Thank you.
You make it.
Oh, yeah. The great one. Fela Kuti. That was Fela Kuti there. On Mega Show, Vince Beck here with you, taking your calls at 347-826-7667. Or you can join us over in the chat room. Right now it's just myself and Walsh chillaxing over here on VTR. Come join us. The water's warm. So one of the headlines that grabbed my attention today, something I found out, was that Vibe magazine closed down today. This via Media Decoder at it's a blog on the New York Times website. This says here, Vibe, one of the nation's leading popular music magazines, is closing immediately, a spokeswoman said Tuesday. Word was broken early this afternoon by the website dailyfinance.com and spread to other music and media news sites. Tracy Nguyen, a spokeswoman, said staff would be formally notified at a meeting at 2 p.m. today. Blah-bidi-blee-ba-da-blah. The closure of Vibe leaves just two large circulating music magazines, XXL and The Source, focusing on hip-hop and R&B. Oh, boo-hoo. Now we only have two magazines left for hip-hop. I didn't even know we still had magazines. I presume this doesn't mean that Vibe is going away from the internet. I mean, because I just looked at their website today, I think. Chatter on the interweb is pretty much that this is a non-story. A lot of people have already been hating on Vibe, apparently. I have never even looked at Vibe, except for the front covers. Like, I used to go to the bodegas when I lived in Brooklyn, and you see Vibe covers. They put them in the windows at those bodegas. Those will be collector's items now, I suppose. Like, they got Vibes up there from, like, fucking like 1995 and shit. I'm pretty much any major subway stop that has a newsstand in New York City has got Vibe magazines like wallpapered outside of them. So it'll be interesting to see how that dynamic changes. Apparently XXL and The Source are still in business. Now sort of a duopoly, I guess. But like I said, I was surprised that they even print magazines anymore. It's a minor miracle that they still print newspapers. Whew. So we're taking your calls here. Oh, I saw Easy Rider jumped in and out real quick, trolling around. Maybe he'll stop back in a little bit later. We're taking your calls. The number here, 347-826-7667. 347-826-7667. So what else is going on today? What's this? Oh yeah, some shit is going down in Honduras. Surprise, surprise. Is it any like coincidence that all these countries that are supposedly democratic, or the closest thing that they can get to being democratic, they just keep falling apart? It's like we can't even perfect democracy here in the United States, yet we're going around the world trying to teach other people how to do it. We haven't even figured it out here. We've fucked it up so bad in our own country. How can we even start to, like, promote it in other countries? It's no wonder that, like, a Honduras happens, what happens in Iran happens, you know, what happens in all these places, man. Fuck. Still got to be better than communism, though, because, you know, I don't know. All right. Well, I just scared off Walsh with my Honduras talk. So let's go on to the next story here. Oh, what else do we got here? Oh, Al Franken apparently is going to be confirmed as the senator from Minnesota. The Minnesota Supreme Court on Tuesday ordered that Democrat Al Franken be certified as the winner of the state's long-running Senate race. The High Court rejected a legal challenge from Republican Norm Coleman, whose options for regaining the Senate seat are dwindling. Yeah, they're pretty much gone. He's pretty much out of there, because the only way they can overturn that now is if the governor refuses to sign it, refuses to certify the Minnesota Supreme Court's decision. And he's not going to do that because I think he's got his eyes on that Senate seat as well. That would be Tim Pawlenty, who's already said he's not going to go for a third term. There's all kinds of rumblings. He might be trying to run for president or maybe at least senator. And so he might be eyeballing a Senate run himself. And I think he's happy to see Norm Coleman go away. Unless I'm totally wrong and Pawlenty just comes out of nowhere and just doesn't certify the results of the Supreme Court. And then eventually they could take it to the U.S. Supreme Court, I'm sure. But it doesn't seem like it's going to happen. It looks like Al Franken is pretty much the winner there. I think Norm Coleman actually, don't quote me on this, but I think he might have already conceded. I'm not sure, though. So Al Franken, former Saturday Night Live writer and actor, is now your junior senator from Minnesota. Yeah. I hope that Jesse Ventura comes back out of retirement and runs against his ass in the next election. That would be exciting. And they should do a cage match, too. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Join us in the chat room here on blogtalkradio.com/VTOCCE. This is Mega Show with your host here, Vince, getting you warmed up, spiced up, and ready to go for your evening's blog talk radio experience. And so I think what we'll do here, since we're going into our second hour here, taking your call still at 347-826-7667. A bunch of music on here. I want to play something that I haven't. I want to try. I think I've played everything in here. I like playing new, or not new stuff, but just stuff I haven't already played in the last couple of days. Well, what can we do here? Let's do. How about we do something from blah 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 blah. Let's do some live Hyro. I haven't played that for a couple of days. I did play some Hyro the other day, but that was studio stuff. That was classic, I think I played. This shit is some live from what's it called? It's the big hip-hop concert tour, Rock the Bells. 2 years ago, it was Rage Against the Machine and Wu-Tang Clan were the headliners. And then there was all kinds of people, like Talib Kweli was there, Pharoah Monch, EPMD, who else? Blackalicious, Mos Def was there, Public Enemy, Hieroglyphics, Blacklicious, The Coup, MERS, and I was there to, and I taped The Coup and Hieroglyphics and part of Blacklicious. Those, all three of those were all the Bay Area local acts that, that held down the independence, well, they called it the independent stage. I guess they're all technically independent artists. But, yeah, that was my first time seeing Hiero, and I got to watch him up close and personal. And if you go to youtube.com/VTOCCE, you can find the video for this track. I shot video of pretty much their whole set. And this is one cut off of that here on Mega Show. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. It's Mega Show.
What's up, y'all? Well, how y'all feeling at Rock the Bells today, man? Yeah. Yeah. It's been good so far. It only gets better as we go further. My hieroglyphic's still in the building. Y'all still partying with us? Okay.
Check
it
out. Like we said before, we're celebrating 10 years of being independent. So make some noise on yourselves for supporting this shit. Make sure you pick up my nigga A-Plus new album, My Last Good Deed, in stores now.
Go get that, My Last Good Deed.
Make sure you pick up them brand new Hiero jeans. Gonna be in stores 9307, you feel what I'm saying? And make sure you have a good fucking time today. This is hip-hop, baby, alive and well. Make some fucking noise.
Hey, yo, Dom. Hey, yo, Domino, hit him with one of them slappers that you got in the cut, man. Hitting in the cut, man.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
This my shit right here. This my shit right here. Yo, listen. Hey. They say I'm like Bruce Willis, unbreakable die. True sickness with this mic on that tripod. But I'm not Chow Yun Fat. Still a pillar of stone. Those in
your skull.
Man, so you're hoping to shut like I'm Hannibal. I'm the man, you're the antelope. I'm the king of the jungle. Animal instinct, phenomenal stamina. Just think about a man in the ring of insanity.
And it's me.
You not a rapper, you a movie star.
Checking
who we are, be the coup d'etat. Molotov
cocktail.
You can sue this car
regardless.
Marvelous, majestic, no recorded shit.
Oh my God, I'm running.
Smoking word like a Voltron sword. Close, close to arsenic. Every man needs jelly.
Come and call it up. When the instrumental begins to intimidate, which they know when the spirit is a bit. We bout to crush them. Reach out, touch them. For they squeak out. We gon' pull these things out. Crush them. Out like dry erase. Thug it out like the United States. It's us against the world.
Fuck popular opinion.
No, they talk cause we was different, but we did it all for independence. Now we go off of with a vengeance. Hand them their heads. Make the landscape movie red. With the nerve and will of a bunch of determined killers who always make their marks, never hesitate to spark.
Strike first, take their heart.
With the right verse, cause confusion. Never underestimate the power of
illusion. We use it.
Start a whole revolution in music, man.
We do this.
Shit is all we know.
The power's that beat. It's in you. It's in me. And MC. That's all we know. The power's that beat. It's in you. It's in me. And MC. That's all we know. The power's that beat. It's in you. It's in me. And MC. That's all we know. The power's that beat. It's in you. It's in me. And MC.
Yo,
that's all we know.
I don't even know why you wanna play yourself to that degree.
You laugh at me
like I won't slap the teeth out your grill. That's how I feel. You out of order. You about a quarter in the way from fist to face. Your shit's engaged. You think your brain
slips away.
Wouldn't have to wonder. Only to be awakened by the sound of
clock. All of the damn assumptions.
You a sad sack, mad whack, straight up and down ass crack.
And that's that.
Get a load of down. I'll be sitting where wells. I'll be sitting close as a mission unfolds.
Just hit the print and send the phone.
Hate the picture. Oh,
but the fictional,
we just kind of different, yo. What we did is thought provoking, not for joking. We know things
they talking.
Why your whole thing to whatever
the
doesn't
be.
It's in you, it's in me, and MC. That's all we know.
The power that
be.
Running
in the plane, it's a punching slang. Improvised, we're meant to be entered into the end of the world. It's meant to the heat of the sun, temperature hot. Distance, measure how many flows I got. Persistent, pressure as we get this. Set up for the business and the betterment in my boat. All my green stars round up, ready, let's go. Sustained by the earth, cause we came out of hurt. The devils get slain when I sling flame hotter than a lot of lava. From the Bay to the Bahamas all the way to Cabo Cabo, we parlay and clocking dollars black. Good fellas, suckers get jealous, cause we make lettuce and we still rebellious. And the industry can never jail us. All my niggas free to be ourselves. Our records still sell. This is hip hop Olympics. Hieroglyphics and dream team. Rappers living out of their means. Trying to bling bling. Get your fat tank stole. Get your whole crew exposed. We done had them hoes, dog. Imagine pulling when I grab these flows. Out the hat it blows them back to the last three rows. We mash it, smash it, action, passion. Hit them with a passion and that's it.
The powers that be. It's in you, it's in me, and MC, that's all we know. The powers that be, it's in you, it's in me, and MC, that's all we know. The powers that be, it's in you, it's in me, and MC, that's all we know. The powers that be, it's in you, it's in me, and MC,
that's all we know.
That's all we know.
Application for county spell. Practice is like a spell. Bent down on Trump and he froze up. Standing on his belly, yelling, Pimps down, hold up. Stop trying to front off, break my ass and crumble. We gon' stop the world, make our motherfuckers jump off. This is my resume, slash resignation. A ransom note with proposed legislation. A fever to debate if you should take your verbatim. Cause I got too many futures and you don't wanna date. I'm flying kites for my folks at home. Who taking totes alone? We paying rent on shit they don't even supposed to own. They're racing through my verse, agitating to the turf. It's a million motherfuckers just waiting on the verse. And there's a pain on the word. Wanna wave up your purse. Shut the job and job down at noon and don't disperse. They wouldn't pay your ass for it, they can throw you. They think you punking, but they don't know you. This a turf operator, play with 12 shop operators by the burger pack. Workers who be slapping on your lettuce, roll that in the back of those apartments. On food bars from agricultural departments. When we put down the exo, we can let the threat go. And start shit, hit the head on the manifesto. Blank. Got a homie with a steel, but that shit don't bang. Cause that lights out, bar slang and soul sustain. Is a hustler soundtrack where they muscle around black. Make your thoughts heavy, drop a jewel and make the ground crack. Even renowned hacking story is a fail that people only bail back when they pound back. So let's take out a spray can and paint the pavement, deface the graves with suffering they sit. The fouls are flagrant and deaths are fragrance. I overheard them asking bakers for patience to check the liner notes. I steal my minor quotes from people trying to float a bougie just designer boat and party line and joking all kind of folks who kind of broke them bar 20 cause they feeling like a minor smoke. Trees we got lifted by made our feet dangle. When I say burn, when I mean the star spangle, let's all get high from the income angle. Bump this at the party even if it ain't the sangle. Here's a slump serenade on razor blades and grenades by the daddies in the maid who be polishing your suede. We could let the death flow, but let's make the death grow. In 2 days, with the general manifesto. In 2 days, with the general manifesto. Now, Silky got a song she likes to sing to the beat. We can get Silky up here and do a little something for y'all.
Alrighty then, nothing better than dead air. That song was shorter than I thought it was. It is 6:45 here on the West Coast, broadcasting live on BTR Blog Talk Radio. It's Mega Show with your host, yours truly, Vince, aka Vince in the Bay. Or Big Vince, like, or Vinny. I've heard it all. It doesn't matter. You can call me whatever you want. Just call me at 347-826-7667. We just heard the coup there with Ghetto Manifesto into Chocolate Sunshine by Silk E, featuring Silk E on vocals there. That's actually the second half of that track, which was recorded live at the Independent in San Francisco in the November of 06. It was actually recorded, I think, two or three days before their horrific bus crash. They had just started this tour. I think San Francisco might have been like the first or second night of the tour, and which is what we just heard that track there. And then a couple of days later, they were going from their show, I think, in San Diego to Arizona. It was like the first week into their tour. It was them and Mr. Liff, and they got in late night, 3 a.m. The bus driver for the coup fell asleep, and they drove off the road and into a ditch, and like the bus like crashed and fell over on its side, and like a fire started, and everybody was like scrambling to get out. People were like broke bones and were fucked up, and finally everybody came to and like got out just in time, and then like the whole thing just blew up. Fortunately, no one died. A lot of injuries were sustained. Silky was out of action for a good 6 months. So it was a pretty traumatic experience for the band there. But it also kind of brought them closer together. And then the following year, they did, they played the festival circuit, and, I saw them at Coachella the same day that Rage Against the Machine played their reunion show. And they were on point. And I actually have a track. This isn't the Coachella track. I'll try to track down that Coachella track. But here's another live coup track. This is, I think this is from Brooklyn in 2005. This should be Fat Cats. Here on Mega Show, give us a call, 347-826-7667.
Let's bring them back down to earth.
Okay, I was wrong. That is the Coachella track. So the coup. I told you I saw them play at Coachella the same day that the Rage Against the Machine played, and this is actually a track from that set. This is The Coup live at Coachella. This is, I think it's Lay Around in Bed With You here from The Coup on Mega Show.
Let's bring them back down to earth.
Fingertips and lips, electric touch, solar kiss, thoughts wrangled up, legs tangled up. Baby, do this feel good? Angled up. Can't be expressed by a single fuck. Wanna just lick her ass and hang it up. Your smile just seems so comfortable. Sure wish this clock wasn't functional. Supposed to be punctual, not keep the balls waiting, but the sheets wet. Music from the birds and falls repeat. Stop, pause, repeat. The stars release. You know, most of my time belongs to the boss. Baby, hold on tight. This is hard to me.
I just wanna lay around all day and be with you.
Every sober morning with you, it's like we drunk at the Super 8. We're laughing, planning in between while we recuperate. We communicate with mouths, fingers, and hands. Cell phones with clocks, a thousand free minutes. Excuse me, your details, break my toes. Till all the good breakfast spots and slows. The rich folks got to know about controlling these. Didn't take a party cause we work till our lower back rolls. The world outside feels claustrophobic. Undercover of you is where my thoughts exploded. Now back to our ancient lost aerobics. In the study of how bodies can be toast and floating.
Thank you.
the hard end there again. I always pick the tracks that song actually just blends into another song. but that was the first track there from Amadou and Miriam, who I just saw not too long ago at Bonnaroo live, and they are amazing live. They have a new record. That's an older record. They have a new one out now, and they were fucking amazing. They rocked really, really, really hard. So hard. So moving right along, we're coming up here on the top of the hour. We're looking at 7 p.m. Here in just a moment. So we're going to do our little, this is just kind of industry biz type of nuts and bolts stuff. You have to make sure that at 7 p.m. you make the announcement, because we might have some new listeners joining us now, as some shows are wrapping up here at 7 p.m. Pacific, and that would be, I guess, 11 p.m. on the East Coast. So thank you for joining us here live for our last half hour of Mega Show. We've been playing some music. We took some calls earlier, hoping to hear back from some people, perhaps, in the stretch run here. 347-826-7667. It's Mega Show. If we get you to call in now or sometime within the next half hour, we'll certainly get you on air and on the show. And you can also join us in the after party in 29 minutes here. Mega Show will go offline. We'll stop broadcasting, but there will be an after party. You're welcome to stick around, and you never know, if you're a diehard BTR troll, you might see us pop up at any moment. We could do a impromptu Mega Show after party at any time. I usually just do shows to fill the space in between the shows that I like to listen to. And since there wasn't anything going on, I just decided, what the hell? I got nothing better to do than to share this with you. So we're taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Hit me up on Twitter at twitter.com/VTOCCE. It's Vince in the Bay here with you on BTR. We're going into the stretch run here. Taking your calls, as always. Your calls are what makes the Mega Ship. Your calls are what put the Mega in the show. This is your megaphone. It's my megaphone, but I'm willing to share it with you and make it your Mega Show. We're gonna warm up the lines here. I'm gonna go ahead and clear the lines here. And we'll start taking calls at 347-826-7667, whatever's on your mind. I know on the little disclaimer thing it says news and sex and smack, and I think music or something else in there, and junk, I think. I think we fulfilled most of that. But hit me up on Twitter, hit me up on the chat box right here with, let's see what's going on in the chat room. Oh, hey, Vince in the Bay is the only one chatting in the chat room. And that's okay. I just use this to warm up. I don't even care. This is practice. This is like, that's why I call it Mega Show. It's just like, it's free form. If you want to call in and say whatever, go for it. You can take it over. And I'll just cut you off when I'm sick and tired of hearing from you. All right, let's do some more music. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. 866-726-7667. You're tuned to Mega Show. Andrew Chow on Mega Show. You're back here with Vince, taking you into the last 20 minutes of the show here. We're going to wrap it up at 7:30. If anybody's out there listening that has a show coming up that they want to plug, I'm going to be trolling around probably a little bit later, so maybe we'll catch up with some of you. So I was on another one of my favorite sites today, inthebuildin.ning.com. That's inthabuildin.ning.com. They have a social networking site here with all sorts of goodies and treats, plenty of amazing photography on display, and also they have videos and blogs and message boards and chat and all that good stuff. Good people over there in the building. I have my profile over there. I hope you'll join me over there. I saw a blog post on here. This was posted like yesterday, and then today they had the thing with the vibe went belly up today and went out of business apparently. And just last night, in the building had a blog post about their Vibes, the best rapper ever. I guess they have a little like tournament online, and they match up, you know, the all-time greatest rappers. And apparently, the final four was on the one side it was Tupac versus Biggie, and on the other side it was Jay-Z versus Eminem. And this is a pretty cool article. I don't know. I guess I just don't. I guess my era of hip hop is kind of coming from a skewed angle. I grew up on hip hop in the 80s, like late 80s. Like I'd say I was into hip hop from like 88 to like 92, 93 maybe. And then I kind of dropped off and got more into metal and rock music, and grunge was big at the time, so I got into that. Like, I was really into Metallica and Guns N' Roses and all that stuff, you know. So I kind of dropped off from hip-hop, and that was around the time that Wu-Tang came up, and Tupac and Biggie, and I think Snoop Dogg, and, you know, Dre got really big in the 90s, and, you know, eventually Eminem came out of that. And it's always been my understanding that the whole debate is always who's bigger, Biggie or Tupac. But apparently there's a big community that believes that Eminem is a notch above Biggie, apparently. Now, I'm not, again, I preface this, that I am not, like, all these rappers came out after me. As far as I'm concerned, the best rapper ever is Rakim. But what do I know? I'm just some suburban white kid kicking it freestyle out here in the Bay. Anyway, so I'm not a big Eminem fan. I'm sorry. I just don't even think he's in the top five, much less the top four, much less the top two, much less possibly the number one. No way. Sorry. But anyways, this year on Vibe Magazine, which is now bankrupt, by the way, they have their final two as being Tupac versus Eminem. And I haven't read the whole thing, but apparently there's a huge community out there that seriously believes that Eminem is a superior rapper. I don't know what kind of crack those people are smoking, but I sure would like to try some, because I've tried some pretty heady stuff up here in NorCal, if you know what I'm saying. Anyways, if this is, okay, if Vibe Magazine, which is now bankrupt, is a superior source and has gotten it right, let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's say, okay, what do I know? I'm just, again, suburban white dude chilling out in the Bay. What do I know about who the best hip-hop artist is? What do I know about hip-hop? Nothing. I just know whether it sounds good to my ears or not. So let's just take, for the benefit of the doubt, give them the benefit of the doubt and give them Tupac versus Eminem. Fine. There's just no way. It's got to be hands down Tupac. If it's not, I don't, you know, there's no justice in the world. I mean, Eminem, like all these people wouldn't, Eminem wouldn't exist if all these other people weren't around. So quite honestly, if I was doing this bracket, I would say that Eminem beat Jay-Z, or Eminem lost to Jay-Z in the Final Four. Because as far as I'm concerned, Jay-Z is a far superior rapper to Eminem. No disrespect to Eminem. I'm not saying he's not a bad artist. I'm not saying he's not in the top 10, you know, rappers of all time. I just don't think he's in the top two, okay? And so I'm going to have to go into some tunes here since I'm all fired up now. Taking your calls, calm me down, give me a chill pill. Maybe Easy Rider will pop back in and we'll chillax a little bit. Give us a call at 347-826-7667. Yeah, let's chillax here a little bit. Let's go into some, speaking of Hubba, Jay-Z. I'm not even a big Jay-Z fan, okay? I like Jay-Z a lot as an artist, and I don't know so much about what he's done lately, but the Black Album and everything prior to that, as far as I'm concerned, is gold. I definitely like his style and his delivery, and I think he's doing it right. He's doing his thing. And here we got a track with him doing his thing with my local fave, Too Short. This is called Just a Week Ago. This is actually a good song, good title for a song to play right now, because just a week ago I was just finding out about BTR, and I gotta tell you, I have major respect, props, big ups, whatever you want to call it. We have love here at Mega Show for BTR. Thank God for BTR, and thank God for you, and of course thank God for Walsh for tuning in with us tonight and chatting it up with us and sharing videos. He turned me on to an artist named Grandmaster Flash. So I'm going to go peep the video he just sent me. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to go to this. Just a Week Ago from Jay-Z featuring Too Short. Short Dizzle. Right Hizzle. On Mega Show, give us a call, 347-826-7667. Moments remain, but we still have time for your calls. Give us a call, 347-826-7667.
Came in this game blind as hell. I did a little better, had more clientele. Told you put away some cheddar, now you crying for bail. 17 and I'm holding on to round the mill. I could bail out, blow trial and come around on a pill. Had niggas thinking I was from uptown for real. I had so much hustle, plus I was down the hill. Like a Brooklyn nigga, straight out of Brownsville. Down and dirty, down to fight the round 30. Freezing on them corners, still holding my crack. Looking up and down the block, the fuck is the show at? Came from flat rope to letting the dough stack. You tell them feds I said I'm never going back. I'm from Marcy, Marcy don't raise no rap. You know the consequences of your acts, you can't be shit.
It's cool when you had hella weed to smoke, and you bought a new home where you could keep the folks. I don't see how this side of you could be provoked. Yeah,
it was all good just a week ago. Funny boy, 7 days can change. A stand up nigga, now you sit down to aim. Used to have a firm grip, now you dropping names.
Man, shit was all good just a week ago.
The lawyer I retained, you said you leaking some things. All this after a week in the bang. I'm mad at myself cause I didn't spot the weaker lane. I would've bet the house you wouldn't speak a thing. Nigga, this was the oath to the top of broke. Even pricked that finger, anything that got between us. We supposed to cock the Ninas. What happened to that? Said you copped out to a misdemeanor. Fuck it, the same thing make you laugh, make you cry.
That's right.
The same game that make you mad could make you die. Life's a dice game, sometimes you crap. Who would've thought you'd get popped one time and rap? And you know that's bad when your sister is mad. When your son gotta grow up like, this is my dad. The labor land of a snitch is a lifetime star. You always be in jail, nigga, just minus the ball.
If you're cool when you had hella weed to smoke, and you bought a new home where you can keep your folks, I don't see how this side of you can beat your folks.
It was all good just a week ago. Funny what? 7 days can change. A stand up, nigga, now you sit down to aim. Used to have a firm grip, now you dropping names.
It was all good just a week ago.
Shit is crazy, man. All these niggas out here sick. We just one step away from taking this crack money and recycling it through the ghettos and building back up our own hood. And all you niggas start bitching on each other. I got partners doing 15, 20. Wouldn't have been doing shit if you didn't snitch. Yes! By the time y'all cut that shit out, man, it ain't all good. Shut your mouth. Watch the game.
Oh yeah, we recognize him. That was Short Dog with Jay-Z right here on Mega Show. Moments left. Thank you for tuning in this evening. I want to give a big ups to Walsh and AJ, and also Mrs. Walsh. Apparently Mrs. Walsh is hanging out too, listening, I presume. They both gave us some YouTube selections, so it's always fun to exchange tunes and videos via the chat room. Also, we had earlier in the show, we spoke with Ari Jones, who will be performing. Well, I don't know. She'll be doing something later tonight. I think her show kicks off, I think, pretty soon here. She might already be on. She's coming up real soon, though, but it was nice of her to stop in. I'm going to go check her out. Snetty's called in as well. I think she went to bed, but it was good to have her pipe in real quick there. And so we're going to get out of here, go troll around the rest of BTR and see what's up. I will talk to you again soon. There's an outside chance if the parties really kick in later tonight. It's possible that I might do an impromptu show late night. So if you're up trolling around like I probably will be, and there's nothing better to do, give me a call and we'll talk some smack here on Mega Show. Once again, it's your megaphone. It's your mega show. Only I get to control it. Alrighty. Check us out online at megashowonline.ning.com. That's Megaforce. Sorry. No. I don't know what I said the first time. Scratch whatever I said. This is the actual site. megaforceonline.ning.com. That's megaforceonline.ning.com. Sign up there, get a profile, post your pictures, buy your own megaphone, go out in the streets, give the people a little taste of what's on your mind, videotape it, and post it up there on megaforceonline.ning.com. Well, that's it for tonight's show. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank God for Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to go out here with, what should I go out with? I think I'm going to go out with Weezer. We're going to weasel out here with Weezer. This is Everybody Get Dangerous Mega Show. Talk to you soon.
For the rectus on Halloween, you can forget it. They throw out nets into traffic, toilet paper, the fences, all the tables, chairs, and the benches. After practice, sometimes we were breaking the method, causing damage, hurting amplifiers and mic stands. Everybody gets dangerous, everybody gets dangerous. Evil forces, hockey games on closing pounds, no safety pads were ever put on. Driving home on country roads, 65 in the 25 zone. And my parents were still, how did we survive so well? Throw the keys and the wheel locked up. I almost killed every one of us. Everybody gets dangerous, everybody gets dangerous. Oh yeah, everybody gets dangerous.